Big boost to sport overnight with the hosting rights of the 2032 Olympics being awarded to Brisbane. And you would know that the live music industry have been hit incredibly hard by this pandemic. We'll also be viewing this decision and this allocation of funds, perhaps, you know, congratulating people, but also saying, all right, what about us? We still can't fill up our music venues. Musicians still doing it tough. And some iconic venues around the city have had to close down. But the woman you're about to hear from, well, when she noticed that the Coronation Hotel in South Brisbane was empty and lifeless, she had an idea. Emily Jane is the founder of Can You Keep a Secret, which is a live music venue in Woolloongabba, just a hop, skip and a jump from South Brisbane. Hi, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Just for those who aren't familiar, where's the Coronation Hotel and what's she look like?
She's very beautiful. She's on the corner of Hope and Montague Streets at South Brisbane, just right sort of under the William Jolly Bridge. And she's a beautiful 130-year-old grand hotel.
Yeah, she's a dame, isn't she? She's really got that presence, quite sort of royal, the facade of her. And it's a real contrast because she basically faces the milk factory there.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
It's like old and new Brisbane coming together.
Old and new, it's actually, there's quite that little corner, there's some really beautiful buildings all around there, but shadowed by some massive high-rises.
So take me back to the first day that you saw the Coronation Hotel had closed.
It was just by chance, actually. I was driving, trying to grab a beer and something to eat quickly before coming back to Can You Keep a Secret on a Sunday, and West End was really full, and I thought I'd just sort of pop down to South Brisbane and go to the milk factory because it'd be quick and easy. And I noticed it was vacant, and because I kind of knew the building, I was just saying to a friend at that time, I need another venue because of restrictions were so tight that I'm constantly turning people away. So kind of jokingly.
You needed another venue for live music. So musicians were coming to you saying, we want to play, but you couldn't put them on stage?
Yeah, well, and because musicians were selling out because my numbers are so restricted in the current venue. And and also because people were trying to come and we'd be turning people away at the door. And I'm, a lot of people away at the door. And I saw this and I was like, I'm just going to make a phone call and see what the deal is. Mm. And it was pretty much an offer I couldn't walk away from. It was definitely not something I was thinking about doing with everything that's going on, but why not?
Why not? All right. Okay. Yeah. And so you've referred to it there, Emily Jane, as the Milk Factory. So it's the Coronation Hotel. It's opposite the actual Milk Factory, but it used to be a venue, a bar with live music called the Milk Factory, not to confuse
that's
people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's correct. Had a few iterations over the years. So are you going to essentially reopen it?
I'm completely reopening it.
So wow.
I'm giving it a nice facelift planning to open an amazing small live music venue.
What are you going to call it?
It's still a secret.
That sounds about right for considering you haven't. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hang on. You're not telling me it's a secret. That's the name of the venue.
Yeah, it's still a secret.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the name.
Catch me up. Yes, okay, I get it. So in Woolloongabba, your venue is Can You Keep a Secret?
That's
and
correct.
The Coronation Hotel venue is going to be It's Still a Secret.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, I've got it. Sorry. Yeah. I've got it. Maybe I need another coffee to keep up with you.
No. It's meant to cause that, when people are like, where are you going? It's still a secret. Where have you been? Oh, it's still a secret.
Ah, clever.
Same as Can You Keep
I
a Secret.
I like it. Yes, yes, yes.
And it's something that sticks in people's minds, they remember.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's like there was a restaurant where I grew up in North Queensland called Somewhere Nice. So people would go,
exactly.
Oh, where should we go for lunch? Somewhere nice. Yes. Okay, I got it now. So how many people are you going to be able to fit into this new venue?
Well, it depends on restrictions, which I imagine will be restricted for quite some time yet. So I think it's about 125. I'm yet to confirm as, mm-hmm. you know, as my licensing goes through, but I think this venue should be able to have, it's much bigger. It's 400 squares as opposed to 95 square meters. So right. it, yeah.
So you'll be able to fit a lot more people in the audience area compared to the other space.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Yes. Yep. Gosh.
Which is exciting for everybody. And it's, you know, it's designed to be a live music venue. There's a set, you know, it's quite an exciting, and it's an institution. It's been at least for the last 20 years, you know, a live music venue that a lot of people have had, you know, wonderful experiences, and, you know, it's close to a lot of people's hearts. So I'm hoping to, you know, make it shine like it hasn't before. And
why not? I mean, Brisbane has a history of not necessarily caring for our older buildings at times. So there'd be plenty of people, plenty 100%. Of support for looking after a grand old dame like the Coronation Hotel. So is there a bomb shelter in there as well?
There most definitely is, yeah. It was, so we have a bomb shelter in our back beer garden, basically. It's part of the back. So I'm planning on, you know, hopefully the plan is to be able to make that a recording studio.
Oh, wow. So is it underground?
No, it's above ground, but it's, you know, like it's a concrete structure.
Yes.
You know, like a big, I think they're bricks.
And, yep. And you're going to turn that into a recording studio?
That's the plan. That's, you know, and we might have a little bit of, we're hoping that it should be all be fine. It does get a little bit of water, but we're looking at false floors at the moment, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that it'll all work out.
Gee.
That's definitely the plan.
So yep. All this, Emily Jane, from wanting to duck out of West End that was a bit busy, look for a quiet place to have a beer, all of a sudden you're taking on an entire new venue, giving it a facelift, turning it, putting live music on a stage and creating a recording studio as well. Have you got an opening date?
It will. We're looking at October. I'm hoping for – I couldn't confirm the date. Basically it depends on – a few things, which is mostly licensing, but I would imagine by October I should be open.
Wow,
which is pretty exciting. Yeah, if you had have said to me 4 months ago this is what you'd be doing, I would have been like, no way. But you know, the industry needs it, and it's Brisbane needs it. And I think it's a really good time to move when people are really appreciating live music and being able to even go out again. So I think it's important that I do this.
Good on you for taking it on.
It's big.
It's big, all right.
Yeah.
But
it's exciting.
It is exciting. And we'll keep in touch with you ahead of it, because I think there is genuinely lots of goodwill from those in and outside of the live music industry to try and keep supporting artists. So Emily Jane, we'll keep in touch if that's okay.
Yeah, thank you. That'd be great.
Emily Jane, the founder of Can You Keep a Secret? The new venue will be called It's Still a Secret.